Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. And we have a fantastic guest. He's Elijah Lee, the Kansas State linebacker. He was Big 12 first team this year. His sophomore season, he was second team. He was a true freshman, and he broke the sack record with 4.5. So this kid gets it. That's why he could declare it early, because he's going to be a coveted commodity moving forward. But with that said, Elijah, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. Can you believe you're out in Arizona? You're training to get ready for the NFL draft, and you know your teammates will kind of be getting ready for spring ball soon. Is that kind of a weird thing to kind of still kind of just kind of, you know, delve into when you're thinking?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's really weird just because I was a year before a lot of the guys I went in with, and just because I didn't redshirt, and now it's kind of like I'm 2 years ahead of them now. So, you know, a lot of my friends have 2 years left. So, you know, it's kind of weird being in group messages with them. They're talking about getting ready to go back to school, and I'm talking about just working out in the morning and chilling and focusing on football now.
I mean, were you always a kid a little bit better than no matter what? I mean, athletically growing up, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you just that kid that just had a little bit something that the others didn't?
Yeah, you know, I was always a tall, lengthy kid, so I was, you know, taller than everyone. So it made things a lot easier whenever it came to sports.
And I'm curious, I mean, how did you kind of emerge as a linebacker? I mean, you know, you say tall and lanky, so you might have did other sports, might have played basketball. I mean, kind of how did you, you know that football was going to get you the farthest, and how did you become, you know, kind of the guy that we see today in terms of just being that linebacker stud?
You know, just growing up, I was a, like, stand-up guy just on the outside just because of my length. And then, you know, I was really big into basketball until about my sophomore year in high school, and then I had transferred to another high school because I had moved back home with my mom, which I've lived with all my life. And, you know, the high school I went to was really good at football and preparing guys for the next level. And, you know, I just had a lot of guys surrounding me that helped me, you know, just figure out that football was going to help me get the furthest.
Nice, nice. And you've done a terrific job in such a short amount of time. We've kind of, you know, I think touched the surface of the upside that you bring to this next level. I mean, you know as well as anybody, I mean, you know, playing on Saturdays, the goal at the end of the day is get the Sundays. I mean, was it a – I shouldn't say it was an easy decision, but when, you know, you decided to move forward, I mean, how hard of a decision was it in terms of maybe all the decisions you've had to make so far in your young life?
You know, it was really tough just because I just had to think about, you know, the friendships and relationships I built with the guys on my team, and, you know, just the brotherhood that we built just growing up from freshmen. And, you know, I just felt like it was time to take this next step and, you know, prepare for the big leagues. And that's what I'm hoping to get opportunity and show that I could perform up there just as well as I did in college.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you get after it and kind of see, you know, what you bring to the table. I mean, when you get to the Big 12, I mean, that is big-time football. I mean, one of the best conferences in the nation. I mean, and you have success so early. I mean, what were your expectations going into it? I know you probably do not lack any confidence in yourself or your abilities, but, you know, you arrive there, play as a true freshman in the Big 12, which is no small feat. Then your second team, you know, Big 12, your sophomore year, and then you just kind of keep expanding on what you've done the previous years. I mean, once you got to K-State, I mean, when did you kind of think, okay, I do have a legit shot at making it, you know, in the NFL?
You know, my freshman season, whenever I was just playing that outside guy, just rushing, and I had the opportunity to go against Cody White here, which he did a terrific job this year in the NFL from what I've seen and what other people have said. And, you know, I had a little success, you know, just going against him and then just competing at a high level and being able to go with it at the guys, you know, the older guys. So, you know, at that point, I was kind of like, all right, this is what I want to do, and I really want to take this serious and, you know, go on to the next level and have a future in this. So I just started going hard at it and chipping away at it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the standout Kansas State linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks out there listening, you know you can always check it out free. It's available at iTunes if you'd like to listen to this podcast again, Blog Talk Radio, and then you always know we always put that draft aisle together. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Elijah moving forward as he makes his path towards 2017, the NFL draft in April, and this year is going to be conducted in the city of Philadelphia. So exciting times in the city of brotherly love, and this will probably be one of the young men making that, probably most likely making that nice walk across the stage to give the commissioner a hug. We have a lot to talk about, Elijah, but have you given thought to that? Just, I mean, the draft and being drafted and what it would, you know, where you might land. I mean, how much, I guess, time is invested just daydreaming about something like that?
You know, there was a lot of time, you know, within the process of making my decision of where I might land or where I might end up. But, you know, after talking to some of the guys, you know, that are going through the league, like Tyler Lockett, he helped me out a lot. And then, like, veterans that used to play, like Mark Seminole, guys that went to K-State. And, you know, they told me, don't worry about the draft. Don't worry about where you land. As long as you work hard and show what you can do whenever you have the opportunity to show scouts and GMs, just go hard at it, and you never know where you could land.
Excellent stuff, and you're right. And one of the reasons you were available to make this, you know, declaration and you know, head to the pros, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? I mean, I ask this question of all the guys. I mean, if you're in the film room right now, they're breaking down tape, you're sitting next to a couple of these guys, what do you think is going to pop on film where they're like, wow, we have to draft this kid?
You know, what I like to take pride in is just my sideline-to-sideline speed and always find a way around the ball, no matter if I'm making the tackle or helping out or just being that guy there to make sure nobody breaks a big play.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes the defense you run could be your film studies. It could be leadership skills. I mean, what do scouts yet to find out about you that's a big bonus that they should know?
You know, I could be a great leader. And, you know, I'm like, whenever I get in the film, I learn quickly. That's something that I've always thrived on is learning quickly and then getting into the role of being a leader. And, you know, it kind of took a toll on me that I wasn't able to be a captain this year, but, you know, I felt like just my presence on the field this year and being everywhere and, you know, just holding my teammates accountable that, you know, everybody respected me and everybody was ready to follow me behind in my lead.
Nice. And do you get comparisons? I mean, you know, it's a kind of a cliche question, but, I mean, do you patter yourself after anyone? Or is there anyone you're kind of like, hey, Elijah, you remind me of so-and-so? Or, you know, when I see this guy play, you know, you remind me of him.
You know, I like to take pride in the way, you know, Derek Johnson plays in the box and the same way as Deion Buchanan for the Arizona Cardinals, you know. He was an undersized guy. And, you know, he held his own whenever I watched him in games. And then, you know, another player I like to mold myself after is like Bobby Wagner just because he's always around the ball. Anytime you look up, he's around the ball. And, you know, his stats show for that this year.
Nice. Hey, your stats show for that. Led the team in tackles with 110. So you got a lot of that Wagner swag and being able to locate the ball, and you kind of touch base on it too with that sideline to sideline speed. I mean, how much is predicated? I'm sure it kind of goes hand in hand, but I mean, watching you and being able to see, you know, K-State play a few times, it just seems like your reaction is so quick. I mean, is that film study or is that just built in instinct or is it a combination of all those factors, you know, going into play? But it, like it says, I mean, you know, you mentioned it earlier, sideline to sideline speed, but it seems almost like you're cheating a little bit that you, and I'm not saying you, I'm just in a complimentative way that, you know, you kind of know where the ball's going before it gets there. And I think that just kind of helps you diagnose. I mean, what's the secret?
The secret is, you know, just maturing. You know, my sophomore year, I felt like I could have made a lot more plays. And, you know, I wasn't mature at that time. And, you know, I took it seriously. You know, the weight room, I had huge gains in the weight room this year. You know, following that, as long as my weight got up and stuff like that, my confidence started to build up. And, you know, my teammates always told me, don't hesitate. Just take a shot. So, you know, a lot of the time I take a shot because, you know, I study the film. Just as much as a lot of guys on the team, you know, day in and day out. We're doing the same reps going through practice, and I just took my preparation more seriously.
Nice. And you talked about the weight room. I'm curious, Amina, what's your height? I mean, you know, height doesn't change, but what's your height and what's your current rate right now? And what are some of the best numbers you've posted when you've kind of been in the gym?
My height right now is 6'2". Weight right now is 228. And, you know, the highest clean was 340 this past off season whenever I tested while I was back at school. Squat was
nice.
485. And then bench was 355, which I know I can get better at that. And I know a lot of people doubt my strength, but, you know, just being a tall, lean guy, I'm not always going to be compact, but, you know, I can pack the weight behind it.
No, definitely, yeah, and you definitely bring it in. And we kind of spoke prior to going live with everybody. You're out in Arizona at PEP training, you know, and those guys do a fantastic job. And for out there, you don't know, performance enhancement professionals, some of those top players go out there, most notable James Harrison, and we know what a phenom he is, especially a dedication to the craft of just taking care of your body. What's it been like that, you know, what's it been like since you've arrived there, you know, and kind of started to kind of delve into this profession?
You know, it's been eye-opening. So, the grind's different. Not everybody does the same workout. So, you know, the guy next to me, he might be working on something that he needs to get stronger at or something that he needs to work on while I'm doing a different workout. So it's not like we could walk in the gym and say, hey, what do we got today? Everybody has something different.
Huh. Have you seen a transformation yet in your body type?
Yes, you know, I'm working more on my upper body, you know, just getting thicker and getting stronger. And, you know, I'm going at it pretty hard, doing arms like 3 times a week. So, you know, I've kind of started to see and change in, like, my upper body build.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious, I don't know if they've gone out yet. Combine invite yet? Are you going to Indianapolis?
I'm not for sure. As far as I know, they said the invites don't come out until they have a chance to look at some of the seniors in the Senior Bowl. So they said a lot of the juniors will get their invitation sometime during that week or after that.
Nice, nice. Well, I mean, I'm confident that you will be one of the players invited there. So, I'm like I said, you'll get a taste of Indy if you haven't been there yet. So, but, you know, that's obviously something in your future. For you, I mean, as you kind of look back, I mean, kind of share what it was like. I mean, for the Kansas State fans who, you know, are more just, you know, want to know you as the guy that used to play there, you know, more so than the guy that's going to go on to the NFL. I mean, what are you going to miss most about, you know, being, you know, at Kansas State?
You know, what I'm going to miss most is just the loyalty of the fans. You know, the first year I got there, we had a pretty good season. We went 9-3. We didn't get a bowl win, but, you know, we finished pretty heavy and pretty strong. And then, you know, my sophomore year, it was a tough one. We went 6-7, and there was a point where we lost 6 in a row. And, you know, the fans were always behind us. You know, they were always there, and they were always cheering us on. And, you know, just that loyalty and then playing in front of a sold-out crowd, because you can't go to too many colleges these days and, you know, play in front of a sold-out crowd or every game in and game out.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Once again, Elijah Lee, standout Big 12 linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he makes his path towards that next level. Fantastic talent, and obviously if you've been able to listen to the entirety of the show, comes across as a great young man as well. Look for bigger and better things moving forward with him. Elijah, before we let you go, we always like to toss a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yep.
All right. Now, this is the question I think you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, which female celebrity is going to join you?
You know, I'm going to have to take Rihanna. You know, I feel like she's the best looking right now. You know, I just have a big crush on her.
Yeah. Oh, hey, a lot of guys do. Her name comes up quite a bit when that question's asked, so you're not alone. You know, I asked this question for the guys who play at schools with an iconic coach, and I definitely think Coach Snyder is worthy of that iconic figure. Is there anybody in that locker room who does a great impersonation of him? And if they do they do it in front of him?
Somebody that does it. You know, We have a couple guys, and one of the guys is he plays tackle now, but Dalton Rice, and he does a pretty good job. And, you know, whenever you're at the bowl, they ask you to impersonate your coaches, and he did a good job. And I'm pretty sure, I don't think Coach Nido was too happy with him how well he did it.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question, we've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats. He puts the designs and themes on them. And if you could have any of your cleats themed, what kind of style would you want on your shoes?
You know, I'm a big fan of Superman, so I'd probably like a style of something like that on my cleats.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, Elijah, we appreciate you sharing some of your time. I know you've got to be a busy young man. You're grinding. You're getting better every day. Can't wait to find out where you land come April 27th through the 29th in Philly. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Elijah Lee, and you got to love what this kid brings to the table. And just an instant impact player from the time that he arrived at college football in the Big 12. He was an impact guy on that Wildcat defense, and he's just kind of prospered since then. And like I said, he definitely left his mark, and I think he's going to leave more marks on the opposing offenses that he faces once he's drafted by a team in the NFL. If you want more of Elijah Lee, you can simply check us out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and we're excited to get his draft bio up to share it with you guys out there. So as always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.